Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. Well, come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, mama. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be one of the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Scott Gilman. Thanks for the support, Scott. And as you know, Jim and I have crammed our brains so full of music, we don't have enough time in the regular show, so we've created the bonus podcast to supplement
a little extra
your listening pleasure.
Extra credit.
Indeed. So the Desert Island Jukebox bonus podcast is this week's topic. Jim, can you give us a little hint about what you're going to give us today?
Against my better judgment, and despite having been warned not to, I recently committed a horrible, horrible mistake that was so bad it almost killed my love for one of the greatest albums ever made. But I've reclaimed it. This is going to be a redemption, D.I.J.
Oh, Jim DeRogatis redeemed. I like that setup.
Well, you know, you and I were both altar boys, so we have that guilt,
the guilt thing.
Yeah, carry that
around. We're going to find out what Jim is guilty about next.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these Goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Sound Opinions is brought to you by NordVPN. NordVPN is the gateway to secure and private access to the internet. We all need that. And it works by enveloping all of your online activities in a layer of encryption while also hiding information about your virtual location. Greg, before I had a VPN, I was sitting in a doctor's waiting room, and boy, did I get hammered with a virus. I mean, I'm going to the doctor and get rid of a virus.
Well, safety from viruses is one of the great uses of NordVPN. It's an incredible tool. It's easy to use. You can connect with just one click and enjoy the amazing speed on every major platform, from Windows to iOS to Android. Now, this summer, I'll be doing some traveling.
You're going overseas.
This is a necessity. You know, you've got to use this. I know I can count on NordVPN to help me easily access secure connections on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere I go. You know, it's easy to get hacked these days, right?
Yep.
This will help. It also makes it easy to access paid subscriptions to streaming services and content, even if it's not available in the country I'm in.
So you can watch your Netflix while you're sunning it in Europe.
Absolutely.
If you want safe access to your favorite streams, social media, and more, no matter where you are, get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/soundopinions. nordvpn.com/soundopinions. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. and the links in the description of this episode.
We're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the DIJ?
Well, first I'm going to talk about a TV show. My God, Pistol is awful. Horrible, right? Six-part, big budget, lot of money, fancy director, Danny Boyle, series on Disney-owned Hulu about the biography of the Sex Pistols. Now everybody online's been grousing about it. Carmel and I reached the end of the internet. We've streamed everything that is to be streamed. We got nothing to watch. If anybody wants to, like, email me suggestions of stuff I missed, we love the German and French, like, 6 or 8 episode series, right? All right, but we've seen everything. So I said, all right, well, I should watch this. I'm a music critic, my God. I've never seen anything worse. And rock biopics are often offensive. Getting everything that was magical and charismatic and special about the artist wrong. I'm thinking about, you know, those about Jerry Lee Lewis or about, you know, La Bamba, Ritchie Valens, right? A lot of bad filmic takes of heroes. But this is especially bad because the Pistols were one of the most dangerous bands of all time. And I had made a road trip a few weeks ago, you remember. I was driving solo, and I'm driving to Nebraska, right? Omaha, from Chicago, right? You have no idea how much Iowa there is between Chicago and Omaha.
I know.
I'm alone. I don't know why. I decided to listen to the Sex Pistols' one and only album again, 77's Never Mind the Bollocks. And you know, the same power it had for me around about age 13, it still has. I don't listen to it all the time, right? But when you go back to this record, this is one of those few records in the history of rock and roll that I think has never lost the power, the furor, the anger, the smarts, the humor. This was like nothing I'd heard when I was a kid, and it still is. And, you know, there's been times when I've gotten like all rock critical. It's like, gee, it's really kind of very produced, right? You know, which is anti what the Pistols were.
Right.
And also, you know, there's a little too much metal there, mainly thanks to Steve Jones. This Pistol show, I'm going to underscore this 100 times, it's the worst thing I've ever seen on television, right? I mean, they get everything wrong. We've had the author of that Malcolm McLaren biography on the show, you know, complicated guy. He's reduced to a caricature. Yeah. They're all reduced to a caricature. And it's hard to reduce John Lydon, Johnny Rotten, to a cartoon, you know. Even Sid Vicious, who was a cartoon but was a tragic one, they all come out as so small without any of the charisma. Go and watch the two essential Sex Pistols documentaries, DOA and The Filth and the Fury, and look at the intensity of that band, right?
Yeah.
So having listened to this record just a couple of weeks ago, I'm on this road trip through the middle of America, like the Sex Pistols tried to do. I had such a bad taste in my mouth from Pistol, the series. I was wondering, could it also have ruined this for me? And then I played Anarchy in the UK. It's like, no. From that very first laugh that Lydon opens the song right now, and then that evil laugh, I'm an antichrist, I'm an anarchist, don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. Destroy, right? Oh my God. I don't know. I think it has the power still, if you've never heard the Pistols, to hear this and be both thrilled and frightened. Still, it still does that to me at age 57. So I think that is something that TV did not capture at all. Just listen to this again and tell me I'm wrong. Right now. Anarchy in the UK. It's coming sometime, maybe.
Yeah, it's a great... I'm not telling anybody anything new here, but man, you're right. It's one of those records that, again, made, you know, 40 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And you can put it on now, and it still raises the hairs on the back of your neck. It's that kind of power.
Well,
you know?
And there's been so much controversy with the band, you know, what they became and the Filthy Lucre cash-in tour. And, you know, so much has been written about them. It's like, throw all of it away and just listen to this record. And then watch Filth and the Fury or DOA and look at Lydon's eyes.
I hear you. And I got to say, biopics, 99% of them suck.
Yeah.
And, you know, bio series or whatever you want to call them, they suck too. They always get the story wrong. They always piss me off. And it's
they miss what was essential about these characters, the music, right? So often they just miss it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what everybody cared about, you know?
On the other hand, if someone would like to make a biopic of Lester Bangs or Mavis Staples, we happen to know the authors.
You're ready to consult.
That's it for this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. To support the show, become a member on Patreon. We really do appreciate it. And connect with our listeners in the Facebook group. If you want to tell me I'm wrong about the Sex Pistols, bring it. Pistol, the doc, not the band. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.